Good morning, I'm David Warnock, and welcome to Baltimore's Future. My guest today is Vincent Purcell, who's the founder of Boomspace, a lab in McElderry Park that teaches digital skills to residents of East Baltimore. He's a MICA grad. He's also a Deutsch Foundation Social Design Fellow and was recently named an OSI Fellow. He's also a Baltimore Social Innovation Journal winner for our Winter 2015 edition. So you've got a lot of good things going for you. But let's talk about Boomspace. Tell us about it, where it came from. What is it?
So Boomspace is the next iteration of what I did for my master's thesis at MICA. So I completed the MA in Social Design program at MICA, which was this intensive one-year program that looked at how we can use design processes to impact social issues. So I came into MICA with a background a little bit in social justice and this interest in maker technology, and really looked at the idea of economic empowerment and how the effects of racism and access to tools and education shape the way that we see Baltimore today. And so Boomspace came out of this idea of doing small workshops that provide exposure to digital fabrication technologies and how to use them, as well as access to continue to play with them and understand how you take ideas, use tools and software, and then turn it into reality, and how that plays a role into entering sustainable employment with a workforce pipeline into technology careers, as well as entrepreneurship. So Boomspace is the next iteration of these workshops, where we now have a physical space working with the McElderry Park Community Association and several other partners to create a comprehensive workforce development program. The Boomspace program is a makerspace that focuses on digital fabrication technology and talks about entrepreneurship and how we turn products that we might manufacture here or services we offer into revenue-generating enterprises. And in this workforce center, we provide comprehensive services for GED, attaining a GED for youth and adults. We have case management, we have professionalism courses, and computer certification programs. So we really try to make a neighborhood-specific program that addresses the needs of everything that a person might be involved with when they're going through a workforce development program.
Right. How many folks have been in the program thus far, and what are your goals for the next 2 to 3 years?
So we're limited in space. So we have to limit the number of people who come through the program. We actually have more people sign up than we're able to have in the space. So the goal is through this year to get 27 people certified, and we're on track for that. And the makerspace component operates a little separately. We're an additional component to that certification if you want to take it and go this step further. So we've worked with over 40 individuals in the makerspace, both people who are going through the certification and people who have not. And our goal for the next couple of years is really to build that community ownership where we take residents, make them leaders in the space, and start to really own the processes of what we're doing, as well as generate financial sustainability so that the space isn't relying on philanthropic giving or grants funding, but really we can generate enterprises and look at different models around the country and adapt those to this Baltimore context.
So I have a feeling that a lot of our listeners are going to be really excited about what you're doing. How do they get involved?
So one of the great things that we need right now is people who are willing to come teach and help mentor. And so we're very interested right now in getting people who are experienced in business and entrepreneurship and technology to come teach skills and help people come along.
Vincent, thank you for joining me. You're doing some amazing things for Baltimore, and I think creating a paradigm that can be replicated all across our city.
Well, thank you for having me.
For more of this interview on this Baltimore Social Innovation Journal winner, visit www.warnockfoundation.org or wypr.org.